Hello and welcome to the Planet Prana Yoga Podcast, featuring guided meditations, yoga classes, and yoga nidra, hosted by Zen Jen and brought to you directly from Cleveland, Ohio. Practice, connect, grow, heal.
Hello everyone. I am your host, Zen Jen, and this is episode 37B of the Planet Prana Yoga and Meditation Podcast. Welcome back. Thanks again so much for listening in today, and I'll get right to it. 37B is a recording of Jennifer Young's December workshop in Capricorn, recorded on December 28th, 2018 at Awaken Yoga. Again, we chose to focus in on Capricorn for this interview and episode because it fits into the season-long theme of root connection. In her monthly astrology and yoga workshops, Jennifer asks us to tune into the energetics of the astrological seasons. Each class will begin with aromatherapy and meditation about the sign. You'll learn about what planet, element, and body part rule the sign, and all levels are welcome. The Capricorn mantra is I use, ruled by Saturn, the taskmaster of the zodiac. We will bring awareness to the root chakra as Capricorn rules knees and bones. Focusing on structure and alignment, we will manifest steadiness. We'll concentrate on grounding poses as Capricorn is an earth sign. Handcrafted essential oil blends are included, and we have all the signs in our natal chart somewhere. For this workshop, you will need a quiet and private place to practice for around 98 minutes. So it's a nice long, an hour and a half long workshop. You'll need a yoga mat, a chair, block, and a strap. Also, be sure to tune into and listen to my interview with Jennifer about her monthly astrology and yoga workshops in episode 37A. And before we begin the workshop, I always like to remind you of your true nature. You are a radiant and boundless being of light and vibration. Be guided by love and compassion for yourself, for all beings, and for our beautiful home planet Earth. Please enjoy the Capricorn workshop with Jennifer Young.
Come grab one of these beautiful oils made by Samantha from Venus and Aquarius Apotheca. Yes. Yeah, of course. Okay. So welcome, welcome. I'm so happy this happened because last year, the way that the date would have fallen, Cap didn't make it last year. So super sad. So I'm glad that it made it this year and you're all here. Take a moment to open it up, rub it on your wrist, take in a couple whiffs. So Samantha of a Venus and Aquarius Apotheca made this blend. I usually make them every month, but then I was like, she's way better than me, so I would rather have her do it, you know. A Capricorn herself, she did all the work to figure out the blend, figure out the dilution, working with the oils and stuff to make it the perfect blend. So with that, yeah, it's pretty great. So, and we'll use this throughout our practice. Oh my God, that's delightful. Okay. So, some of you are probably wondering why we have chairs. I've been working with a lot of private clients lately, and chairs help us to do things that we might not be able to do, but chairs can also be really challenging. Yes? Okay. I bet she's not a Capricorn, though. Hi, come on in. No, come on in. Come on in. You can, yeah, you can leave your shoes there. Come on in whenever you're ready. Got a spot for you right here. Yeah, you can leave everything out here. Yes. Come on in. And then you can set up right there, just like everyone else. Okay. So who's a Capricorn? All right. Who has a moon in Capricorn? Whose rising sign is Capricorn? Okay. So there's lots and lots of free websites where you can find all that out, as long as you have your birth date and the time and the place. So with that, we have the chairs so that if at any time, not that the practice is going to be crazy or anything, but if any time you want to use the chair, feel free to use the chair either to sit or, you know, encourage the practice, and I'll offer lots and lots of stuff. And so the reason why I started doing these workshops is to blend yoga and astrology, working with the seasons. I think of the astrological seasons like we think about the months in the year, January, March, February, blah, blah, blah. But the seasons start about 3 weeks into the month, and then they go for about 3 weeks into the next month. So find your seat, get yourself nice and comfortable. Kind of move around on the seat, feel the legs underneath you as well as your own legs. Roll the shoulders back a little bit and notice the length of your spine and notice your head sitting right atop your spine. Settle into your seat, noticing your feet right under the knees, knees lined up with the hips. And feel down into the feet, into the toes, into the toe mound of the feet, into the heels, just pressing and rooting down into the earth. Attend to your knees. If you need to, bring the hands to the tops of the thighs, maybe turn the palms up, turn the palms down, noticing what feels better so that you can be more comfortable. Feel free to lean back into the seat a little bit and just noticing shoulders sitting right above the hips, stacking the head above the heart, above the pelvis. Relaxing into this space. We'll be here for a few minutes. Let the breath come in and out through the nose, gently, smoothly, without trying to fix, change, or direct the breath, just letting the breath naturally come in through the nose and out through the nose. And just noticing where the breath is in the body. Let the breath become a little bit deeper, noticing if it's in the chest or in the belly. And each time you inhale, let the spine become a little bit longer, imagining your breath making space in between each one of your vertebrae, connecting to the feet, your bottom, letting the crown of the head reach towards the sky. Capricorn is the third of the fire signs. Every about 30 days or so, the sun moves into a different sign. So, for example, this year, on December 21st, the sun moved into Capricorn, and it'll be in Capricorn until about January 21st. The moon spends about 2.5 days in each sign. So even though this is Capricorn season now, about every 12 to 14 days or so, we can find that same energy coming back into our lives. Capricorn is a cardinal sign, meaning that it initiates seasons, and this time of year it initiates winter. Ruled by Saturn, the taskmaster, it takes the visions of last month, of Sagittarius season, and invites you to do the work that's required. This time of year we find ourselves recalibrating, setting our resolves, our goals, and making plans for the year ahead. Is why we make our New Year's resolutions. And sometimes about the third week of January, our resolutions get weak because we move into Aquarius season. So every month or so, there's a different feel. Let the breath become a little bit deeper, letting the belly get full, fronts, sides, and the low back. And let the breath gently kind of let your belly push back towards the spine on the exhale, letting that breath move in all directions on the inhale, and then letting it come back towards your core on the exhale. During Capricorn season, we're aware of our bills, our bank accounts, upcoming tax season, and we also do our year-end review. Saturn rules Capricorn, and Saturn helps us to see what's working and what's not. Capricorn wants to do the work, climb the mountain, be the mountain, steady, grounded, unwavering. Notice in your body as you sit here if the body is giving you any messages. Maybe I'm uncomfortable, or maybe this feels good. Noticing the places in your body that feel a little more accessible. The places in the body might feel a little more distant. Capricorn rules the bones and the knees, which will be our focus for our practice tonight. So contemplating the knees, what an intricate bony structure the knees are, able to bend in one direction but not in the other. Our knees give us the flexibility to be able to walk, to be able to do yoga, to be able to carry on in our lives, do our work, sit at a desk. Capricorn is also considered the dad or the father of the zodiac. So Capricorn can kind of mean, well, what's my legacy? What did I do this year? What am I going to do next year? So contemplate for a moment how magical your life really is. Noticing the bones that provide the framework for your body. The sheer fact that you exist, that your body is a manifestation of life on earth. Imagine the breath coming from the feet all the way up to the crown of the head. And as you exhale, let that breath run all the way down through the body back into the earth. Taking these moments of clarity to find our sankalpa or our intention. And maybe that's for tonight. Maybe that's for the rest of the year. Maybe that's for the next year. Maybe it's for the next 10 years. Your sankalpa or your intention is your personal I am statement in the positive moment, in the present moment. The Capricorn mantra is I use. So maybe that's your sankalpa. Maybe it's simply I am. I am enough. I am here. Once you have your sankalpa, your intention, let yourself repeat it on your next 3 inhales. And as you exhale, believe that it is so. as the wheel of the year turns into winter, you can use this time to lay the foundation, set your resolve. Capricorn people, in my experience, don't require praise. They can be dissonant, but they can also be discerning of where their time and their effort is spent. Capricorns don't really like to ask for help, in my opinion, as well. So as an Aries who had a Capricorn as a mother, accepting and asking for help can be difficult. But it can also keep Capricorns level, steady, and connected. Let the breath come down into the belly. Breathe into the belly and then into the chest. And exhale from the chest and the belly. And then we'll add the throat to breathing into the belly, the chest, and the throat. Exhale from the throat, the chest, the belly. Notice a length in your spine as you inhale, belly, chest, throat. The shoulders and the jaw relax as you exhale from the throat, the chest, and the belly. Let the space between your eyebrows soften. If you find yourself pressing your tongue against the roof of your mouth, let the tongue relax from the tip all the way to the root in your throat. Inhaling, belly, chest, throat, and exhale, throat, chest, belly. Release the three-part breath. Come back to your normal breath. And with the eyes still closed, bring your hands to heart center. Let the heels of the hands press together. All fingers touch. Let the thumbs press away from the other four fingers. And we'll begin class with an om. Let's take an inhale together and an exhale out the mouth. And one more of those. And calling in the om. Let the head bow. Bring the hands to the tops of the thighs. Gently raise the face and open the eyes. Okay, now we'll come to standing. You can leave your chair where it is. And come to about the top of your mat or so. Maybe a quarter into the mat. And let's find our Tadasana, our mountain pose, foundational pose of yoga, foundational pose of Capricorn. So what does it mean to stand still? Bring your weight into your heels. Let the eyes close. Turn the senses off of the eyes and what it's supposed to look like to stand still. Bring your attention down into the feet. Bring the weight into the heels so that the toes are free. And if you want to check, you can let the toes pick up a little bit. And then let the toes come down. As you bring the weight into the heels, notice how the knees soften and the thighs start to engage. Imagine the tailbone moving down towards the heels a little bit. Let the pelvic bone rise just a little bit. Maybe you imagine watching your spine lengthen as it moves from the pubis, from the hips and the pelvis, all the way up to where your ribs start, into the space between the shoulder blades, into the back of the neck. Noticing if the head is a little forward or a little back or a little side to side. Stacking head over heart, over pelvis. Gently bring the shoulders forward. Gently bring the shoulders up to the ears. Gently bring the shoulders back. And gently let the shoulders drop down. Notice how the fingertips touch the sides of the hips. Wrists in line with probably the seam of your pants. So as you breathe into the belly, let the belly get big. Let the sides of the belly get big. And as you exhale, gather all that back in towards the core. Now keep the belly firm. And let your breath, next breath, come into the chest. Let the chest open up, as if the shoulder blades were moving away from each other. And as you exhale, the chest broadens, shoulder blades imprint into your back. Notice if your chin is a little high or a little low. And then bringing that scan all the way down into the feet. Noticing if your neck is comfortable, shoulders are relaxed, arm bones hang heavy, fingertips reach towards the floor. The bones of the ribs move widthwise, front and back as we breathe in, and relax towards the spine as we exhale. Notice the length in the mid-back and the low back, down back into the pelvis, into the long bones of the upper legs, a delicate bony structure in the knees, back into the lower leg, rooting the ankles and the feet down into the earth. Let the eyes close if they're not already. Noticing the space in front of you. Noticing the space to your right. Noticing the space behind you. Noticing your space to the left. Noticing the space above you. Noticing the space below you. If you were a mountain, what would you look like? Would you be covered in grass, dirt, trees? What kind of animals would live on you or at the base of your mountain? Maybe there's a stream that runs down the side of you. Maybe there's snow on your shoulders or on the top of your head. Noticing the stillness that winter can bring and the peace the Capricorn season can help us find. Whether you're climbing the mountain or you are the mountain, can find peace in looking all around ourselves, from all different points of view. Gently open the eyes. We'll sweep the arms all the way up, really slow, palms face each other. And exhale, bring the hands down. Bringing the hands back to where they just were. Now, imagining that I came up behind you and I put my finger right on the back of your wrist. Press the palms back, engage the upper arms, let the chest kind of open up. Feel a lift in the breastbone. Draw the tailbone down. And then we'll sweep the arms up again, palms face. Reaching with the fingertips, spread the fingers wide. Rooting down into the heels, but reaching with the fingertips. Noticing the amount of space in the lungs here. And exhale, bring the arms down. This time we'll sweep the arms up, but the palms will face me. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down. Inhale, palms face me. And this time, let the left hand come to the top of your hand and bring your right hand to the bottom of your left ribs. It might take a second to find them. As soon as you find those bottom couple ribs, breathe into your hand here. If the upper arm gets uncomfortable, you can always bring it to the side. Take at least 3 breaths here. Breathing just into the bottom of the left lung. after that third breath, let the fingers climb up to about the middle, just about where our bra strap is as ladies. Now you don't have to press into the ribs, just noticing the ribs breathing into this space here. And then let the fingers climb up to the top of the ribs. It's usually right below the armpit, so you can kind of find the armpit and then find that little hollow spot underneath. And then once you find that, let yourself breathe into your hand. Noticing as we move up into the top part of the lung, the breath might become a little more shallow, a little more rapid. Just noticing. And one more breath here. Bring the left hand to the side. Let the right hand come to the side. Standing in Tadasana, noticing the difference between the left and the right side now. Especially in the ribs, the side of the ribs, front and back. The left shoulder might feel a little higher. The left side of the chest might feel a little more open. And let's open our eyes, sweep the arms up, palms face, reach, reach, reach. Reach into the fingers, press into the heels. Let the belly cave in on the exhale. One more inhale. Exhale, bring the fingers down. This time, palms face me, inhale all the way up. Bring the right hand to the top of the head and bring the left fingertips to the bottom of the right rib. And noticing that it might be in a different spot over here, slightly different. And once you find it, start to breathe into the hand. And while you're breathing, notice if you've gathered some grip in your buttocks, in your thighs. Noticing if you've locked your knees. And then let the fingers walk up to the middle of the ribs on the side. One more breath here. And let the fingers come up to the top of the ribs, just below the armpit. Three breaths here. After that last breath, let the right hand come to the side and let the left hand come back down. And notice in Tadasana, have we evened it out? Noticing any subtle differences now. And let the eyes open. Let's sweep the arms all the way up overhead. Reaching with the fingers, rooting down into the feet. Now let the hands come to touch. Draw the hands down to heart center. Maybe take a whiff of your wrists as you bring that close down. And bring the hands down to heart center. Let's bow the head. Release the palms. Raise the head. Okay. Let's grab those straps. Let's do some work now. And you can keep your chair where it is. So let's bring the strap into our right hand, and I usually try to put it between my first, second, and third finger so that the pinky is kind of holding it so you don't whip yourself in the face with it, because I've done that. So finding Tadasana again, feet hip distance apart, weight into the heels, soften the knees. As you're offering this to your friend, oh, Vanessa, I have this beautiful strap for you. Isn't it beautiful? Okay, now with the left hand, imagine somebody just put some lotion on the back of your hand and you're trying to get that spot on your back, trying to get that lotion there. So keep the right arm outstretched. Keep the shoulder high. So sometimes we think if we pull the shoulder down, we can get up higher, but we can actually get higher as the shoulder becomes high. Once you get to a spot where it's like, okay, that's all that I can get, let the shoulder relax, let the elbow relax. Right arm comes right overhead. We bend at the elbow. Let the right fingertips come to the back of the neck. Walk your fingers down as far as they want to come. Watch that the face doesn't come forward. Draw the elbow back. Let the strap rest in the left hand. So not gripping it down, just holding it, just barely enough tension that you know that it's there. And once you find that, draw the head back a little bit. You can let the elbow keep reaching back if that's comfortable. Notice if you're holding any grip in the biceps and the upper arms. And imagine breathing into the ribs as if your hands were still there. Chin's parallel with the floor. One more breath here. As you exhale, release the strap with your left hand. Draw the right arm right in front of you. So this is a wonderful exercise for people who have limited shoulder mobility, especially coming up here, like Lily's dad. But when we move this way, we can have so much more room than maybe this way. So keeping that kind of that plane going right in front of us takes this out of the equation. So coming into the left hand, sweep your pinky underneath, offering this to Avon. Look at my beautiful strap. So the right shoulder is already a little warmed up, but pretending we put a little lotion on the right side. And if you're right-handed, you might not be able to get your hand up as high. Usually when we use stuff a little too much, it's tight. So what we're doing here is we're opening up the shoulder girdle. We have something called synovial fluid in our shoulder. It's the best lubricant on the planet, and it only exists in our bodies. Pretty amazing. So let the shoulder come up. Let the hand walk as high up as it wants to go without straining or pulling. Lift the left arm up. Bend at the elbow. Bring the left fingertips to the back of the neck. Walk the fingertips down. Let the strap kind of fall into the hand. Without gripping, just a little tension. Draw the face back a little bit. Draw the left elbow back as much as is comfortable. And notice your legs. Notice if you started locking the knees, gripping in the bottom. Start to engage the thighs a little bit. Let the knees pick up a bit. One more breath here, into the ribs. And exhale, release the right hand. Draw the left elbow right in front of the body. Okay, I'm going to put that off to the side. Okay. Now for this one, everybody's going to be different. With that Capricorn energy of like, go, 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 I'm going to get this done, I'm going to get this done no matter what. I want you to be careful with your shoulders, careful with your wrists. So standing in Tadasana, we're just going to start walking our fingers together, wherever they land. Let the shoulders come up. Start bringing your hands together as much as they want to come. So kind of learning here the limits of the body, but also trying to find a little challenge. So as we bring the shoulders up, we might be able to walk the hands a little closer together. Let the palms come together as much as they want. Maybe the thumbs touch. Maybe the palms come together, and maybe they don't. Using the hands to draw the tailbone down a little bit, just so that we don't kind of press forward like this. Drawing the tailbone down, bringing the pelvic bone forward, opening up through the shoulders. Let the chin be parallel with the floor, aligning the head right on top of the spine. Let the eyes close. Take one more breath here. And really, really, really slowly start walking your hands away from each other. The backs of the hands kind of graze your bottom. Bring the arms all the way out front and all the way to the top. Maybe circle the wrists here, make a couple waves here. And then turn the palms out. And we'll bring the fingertips together, but the palm upside down. So maybe you get a little bit closer this time. Maybe the palms come all the way together. Oh yeah, I've been working on this for 3 months. Yes. There's always rewards. although Capricorns can be very aloof about it and they don't really care because they did the work. But that's fine. We can find a little excitement in our progress, making practical decisions about the goals that we want to reach. Let the fingertips press down, bringing the tailbone closer to the heels, and finding some space in the front of the hips. And you might be thinking, why are we doing all this stuff? I thought we were going to move. I thought we were going to flow. We got to do the work to get everything ready. One more breath here. As you exhale, release the palms. Sweep the arms all the way up. Thumbs press back. Now that we've got some length in the body, feet are sturdy, legs are sturdy, take that breath, fill the belly. Exhale, pull it all in. Belly stays firm. Next inhale comes from the ribs. Inhale, we can kind of open up, broaden the chest, take the gaze up to the ceiling or where the ceiling meets the wall. Exhale, come back to heart center, hands come down, take that whiff, and let the thumbs rest on the chest. Bow the head. Release the palms. Face comes up, and we open our eyes. Okay, we're going to take a wide-legged stance to our chair. So kind of lining up the heels with the front legs, turn the toes out. And depending on the width that's comfortable for you, you can be as wide as you want, but I don't want any pulling in the groin. And if the knees are tender today, let's be nice to our knees. Bring the hands to the waist. And we're going to slowly squat until we hit that chair. Really slow. Really slow. You got it. And then once we're here, yes. Beautiful goddess squat for all these beautiful goddesses. And then if you notice, you know what, my feet could have been in a different position as I sat down. Make any adjustments right now that you need to. Maybe your feet need to be forward a little bit. Maybe they need to be behind. Take an inhale here. Let the belly get big. Exhale, pull the belly in. Press into the feet and come all the way back up really slow. Yes. And then we'll come all the way back down once you come up to the top. So feeling those legs, like, where's the seat? Where is it? Where is it? Where's the reward? Oh, it's right there. Okay. So with the legs wide, I'm going to sweep the arms up. Now, with the hips, whenever we fold forward, we don't want to fold from the mid-back. We don't want to fold from the waist. We want to fold from the hips. So having the legs wide here, as we fold, let your bottom move back as the chest moves forward. Bring the hands to the floor, or the shins, or the ankles. The back of the neck be long. Breathing into the space between the shoulder blades. Bring the left hand to the top of your left thigh, right where it meets the knee. Bring the right hand to the top of the thigh, right where it meets the knee. Look forward. Draw the breastbone forward. Press into the tops of the thighs and rise up slow. So this is something that you could do at work. If you're at a desk all day, if you just need to kind of find that introspection, let's do that one more time. Inhale, arms up. Reach with the breastbone. Send your bottom back. Lean in with the breastbone. Bring the hands to the floor. Maybe the palms touch the floor a little bit more. Maybe it's just the fingertips. Honoring where we are right now in this moment. Right hand comes to the top of the right thigh. Left hand comes to the top of the left thigh. Inhale, look forward. Draw the shoulders and the elbows back. Come all the way up. Also gives you a nice little head rush there. Okay, heel toe the feet together. Make any adjustments you need to be comfortable. We're going to sweep the arms up. We're going to exhale, bring the left fingertips to the left shoulder, right hand to the right knee. If you have breasts in the way, we're all ladies here, move it out of the way. So from here, keeping the face in line with the breastbone, so don't bring the face over too soon, because then we lose our rotation in the chest. Inhale and get tall. Exhale, as the breath is completely empty, we twist over to the left, using your left fingertips to keep the shoulder open so that we don't grind down into our twists. Open, open, open. And then we can let the left hand come to the back of the chair. Keep that left elbow bent. Use the hand to grip. Inhale and get tall. Exhale, stay tall. Let the breath empty. Twist a little bit more to the left. Hips face forward. Now let the chin drift over to the left shoulder. Keeping your face where it is, let your eyes drift back towards the center of the room. One more breath here. Let your eyes drift back towards your left shoulder. Inhale and get tall. And exhale, unravel very slowly. Left hand comes to the left knee, right hand comes to the right knee. And then we'll sweep the arms up. Exhale, right fingertips to the right shoulder. Left hand to the left knee. Moving the breast out of the way if you need to. Inhale and get tall here. Exhale, empty the breath completely. Twist to the right just a little bit. Inhale and get tall. Exhale, let the belly pull in. Twist any more that's comfortable. Bring the right hand to the back of the chair. Let the elbow be soft. Let the arm grip. And let the face drift over to the right. Let the left shoulder stay relaxed while the right shoulder stays open. Now with your face facing the right shoulder, let your eyes drift over to the left. Capricorns always have their eyes out, looking in all different perspectives. I never got away with anything with my mother, being a Capricorn. Inhale one last time. Let the eyes turn over to the right shoulder. Take one more breath here. And exhale back to center. Okay. Now, let's come to stand. We're going to move the chair off the mat. But just, let's see, I think we all have room. You guys can just put your chairs at the top of the mat for right now. Grab one of your blocks and put it on the left side of your mat. We're going to come stand on the block. Heel needs to stay on the block. Toes can drift off to the side. Keep your right toe on the floor. Notice where the weight is in your legs. On the outside of the hip, of course it is, because we're ladies and our hips are wide. Wider than men. So as we're standing here, let the palms turn out. Notice how far away your palms are from your body. So this is a great indicator of other poses that we'll do, like cobra, locust, chaturanga, any poses like that. So notice how close your elbows are to your body. If you were to keep your elbows close and bring your arms here, this is where your hands need to be for cobra or up dog, and sometimes locust. So as we bring the hands closer, the elbows flail out, right? We lose the strength in the upper arms, and then our shoulders end up doing the work. Let the elbows come close and the hands out. Okay, now let's try to put the right foot next to the left foot as if there was a block under it. Wow, that burns. Okay. Let's come off of the block, release the hands, come over to the other side, noticing the difference between left and right here. Heel comes to the block, toes can come off the front, and you might notice maybe on this side my inner thigh is a little stronger, maybe it's weaker. Let the toe touch. This time we'll sweep the arms up. Finding some length in the side ribs. Let the left foot come off the floor. Noticing our balance. One more breath here. Exhale, come down. Okay. Block off to the side. And let's stand about halfway on our mat. Finding Tadasana again, seat or hip distance apart. Let's sweep the arms all the way up. Find some room in the hips here. Exhale, fold from the hips. Bring the hands to either the thighs or the shins. Inhale, halfway lift. Look forward. Exhale, fold, soften the knees. Bring the hands to the waist. And we're going to come up the same way that we came down. Inhale, draw the chest all the way up. Once the chest rises, let the arms follow. And exhale, hands to heart center. So the same thing goes as when I said before. We don't want to bend from the mid-back. We don't want to bend from the waist. We want to bend right here where it just hinges. So making that room, imagining that our body is like telescoping off of the pelvis. Inhale, bring the arms up, lengthen the whole spine. Exhale, fold from the hips, hands to the shins or the thighs. Inhale, halfway lift, look forward, breastbones forward. Now keep the back relatively straight as we bend the knees. We're going to plant the palms, step back into downward facing dog. Walking out the dog, first couple breaths. Now as you come into downward dog, the garlic of yoga, as one of my teachers told me, find some stillness in your down dog. Widen the feet, straighten the legs. Yeah, you can let your legs come back. Good. Let the back of your neck be soft. Head hangs like ripe fruit. Pressing into the index finger and the thumb. Maybe you widen the hands a little bit, noticing how that feels. Good. Two more breaths here. As you exhale, let the belly come up and in. On the next inhale, look forward and start walking the feet towards your hands. And wherever they stop is where they stop. Let your hands walk back to your feet. Let the hands swipe the shins. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Hands to the waist. Inhale, look forward. Come all the way up and let the arms follow. And exhale, hands to heart center. Okay, now we grab our chair. Let the chair come to the left side. So two of the legs are on the chair and two of the legs are not. Let the chair face the street, just like this. Mm-hmm. Now turn your chair around. Yeah. So let your chair be over here on the left side. Even you can move yours over. Yep. Vanessa. Look at Jen. Surprise, she's not a Capricorn. She's doing it perfectly. Okay. So let's line up our left calf in front of the chair, and we'll widen our legs out. Okay. So we have the chair here. Trust your body. Trust my words. So the legs should touch the chair. Okay, hands to your waist. Yes. Without removing your right heel from the floor, turn your right toes in. And with the left foot, turn your toes about a quarter turn. Pick up the left heel, bring it in a little bit, and then turn the toes out the rest of the way. So your heel lines up with either your big toe mound or the arch of your foot. Left leg is straight. Pressing down into the right heel, start to engage in that space right below your right butt cheek. Right thigh is strong, right butt cheek is strong, left leg is soft. Bring the arms out to the side. Reach with both hands away from each other. As you inhale, lengthen the spine. keep pressing down into that right heel. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, press into the right heel. Now inhale, lengthen the spine, and tip over to your left from the hip. Bring your left hand to the chair. Right hand comes up into the sky. Beautiful. Stay here. Now imagine your left ribs moving towards the street and your right ribs back towards the back wall. Palm faces the street. Spread the fingers wide. Keep pressing down into the right heel. Now some of you might be able to come deeper into triangle, but this is the point of the help. It's a different pose with a chair. Pressing down into the heel. Breathing through the chest, pressing into both hands, pressing into the chair, and if you could touch the ceiling, pressing into the ceiling. One more breath here, but to come up without using momentum, with just using your own power, inhale, press the feet away from each other and rise up. Keep the arms out to the side, bring the hands to the waist, bend into the left knee and turn the left toes forward, just like your right ones. Heel toe the feet together, and we'll move the chair to the other side. So triangle can also be seen as a mountain pose, as we're making a triangle with our body, finding lots of stability. Yes. Okay, so setting up for the other side. Right calf or the back of the right knee touches the chair, widen the stance. Welcome. Okay. So some of you might be able to go a little wider, some of you might not, and just noticing how that feels in the legs. Pressing down into the left heel, turn the left toes in just a little bit, just so you can feel that engagement all the way up from the heel to your left butt cheek. Turn the left toes in, and then turn the right toes out a little bit, bring the heel in a little bit, and then finish with the rest of the toes. So if the leg doesn't touch the chair anymore, that's totally fine. Bring the arms out to the side. Widen through the ribs, pressing down into the left heel. Inhale, get tall. Press down into the left heel. Inhale, get tall. Hinge from the hip. Bring the right hand to the chair. Left palm faces the street. Pressing down into the left heel, reaching the left arm up. Draw the right ribs forward and the left ribs back. If it's comfortable, you can take the gaze up to your hand. If that doesn't feel comfortable, keep your head tilted facing the street, noticing all the directions your body is pointing in right now. What does the next year have in store for you as far as directions? What are the practical ways to get there? One more breath, reaching through both arms. Exhale completely. Next inhale, press the feet away from each other and rise up, arms out to the side. Hands come to the waist. Bend into the right knee. Right toes come forward. And now let's heel toe the feet back together. Okay, let's grab our chairs. Face me. We're going to come sit on the chair, but we're going to bring our right butt cheek off of the chair. Trust me, I got plans. And we're going to open up the left knee, so the left thigh is here. Keep scooching over, keep scooching over. You can use the back of the chair if you need to. We're going to extend the right leg all the way out. So finding warrior two on a chair. If you guys need to, you guys shouldn't need to stagger, you guys should be good. So the thigh is on the whole front of the chair. Your left knee should be on the left side. Yes. Okay. Turn those right toes in, press down through the heel. Bring the arms out to the side. Does this feel weird? Yes. Now, those of you that are familiar with Warrior II, do you think you'd ever be able to do this without the chair? Maybe. Maybe not. We can test it, though. can lift ourselves up a bit. See if you can lift your bottom up. And if you can't, then that means that you're listening to your body. Good. Come back down to the chair. Let the gaze be right over the middle finger. So even if we lift up, we can still press the feet into the ground, engaging the thighs, finding a lightness here in the thighs, shoulders, spine. Let the belly pull in on the exhale. One more breath here. Hands come to the waist. We'll heel toe this foot back. Be careful, everybody's hips are different. And we'll shift over to the other side. So bringing the right knee over to the right side of the chair. So letting the left butt cheek be off the chair is just going to give you so much more room in the hip. So if your left butt cheek is on, it's like, oh, that feels weird. But if we bring it off, oh, look at all that room I have. So almost letting the inner thigh kind of come to the side of the chair. Bring the arms out to the side, gazes right over that middle finger. Find some lightness here. Maybe if you're feeling a little daring, maybe you come up, or maybe you don't. Noticing how that feels. And still finding that nice long stretch by having the support of something underneath your bottom, underneath your base. One more breath here. Exhale, hands to the waist, and we'll heel toe the foot back. And come center. Okay, now let's put that all together. Let's come off of our chairs. You can put them at the front of your mat. And this time, grab your block. Okay. So with the block, we're going to put it back on that left side. Come to stand in the middle of your mat lengthwise, and let's face the wall or the window. So as far as knees go, does anybody have grumpy knees today? Okay. So I'm going to offer a jump here, but if jumping is not appropriate for you, you can just do a heel toe out or a walk out. So with the knees, the knees need weight-bearing poses to stay healthy for our lives. So when we can do tiny jumps, it can be really healthy for us. Bring the fingertips to the front of the chest, and if you're jumping, softly bend the knees, jump out. And you can also heel toe out. So usually we can't jump as wide as what we can, you know, kind of do with our legs. So heel toe out any more that feels comfortable. Let the hands come to the waist. So the block should line up with either your ankle or your calf or just in the near vicinity. Okay. Turn the left toes in, press the right heel down. Turn the left toes out, and you can bring the heel in if that feels a little tight. So left leg is straight, finding that same position that we were in when we were in triangle. And if you get here and you find, okay, that's a little too much, let yourself come in a little bit. Make any adjustments that you need to make to be comfortable so that you can be steady and stable. Hips are moving in the same direction as the left or the right big toe. Bring the arms out to the side. Pressing down into the left heel. Keeping the spine long. Reach with the right arm a little bit towards the wall. Bend into the left knee, finding warrior two. Don't turn the head just yet. Noticing if the spine is kind of leaning over the left leg. Continue to draw the spine back towards the right leg. Gaze down at your left toe. Draw the knee back so you can see the left big toe. Inhale and get tall. Exhale, let the head drift over to the left. Inhale here. Exhale, maybe you go a little bit deeper. On your next inhale, drop the right hand, straighten the left leg. Just bring the left hand up to the sky. Take a gaze up at the left hand. Inhale here. Exhale back into your warrior two. And now here comes the block. So using those same idea from triangle, just bending from the hip, we're going to tip to the left, bring the hand to the block. Now draw your left knee back so that your left knee is pressing into your forearm. and your forearm is pressing into your left knee. Now with the right arm, draw the right arm overhead like we did at the beginning of class, when the palms faced each other, pressing through the right heel, finding some steadiness, balancing effort and ease here. One more breath here. Exhale completely. Inhale, press the legs away from each other, press the feet away. Come back to warrior two. Straighten the left leg. Bring the left hands to the waist. Bend into the left knee. Turn the left toes forward. Now, we could probably just switch over the other side, but I like jumping and it's fun. So heel toe the feet back together. And this time for our people on this side of the room, let's turn it around and bring the block over to the back left. I'm sorry, back right. I'm pretty good about left and rights, but I mess it up sometimes, you know? So everybody look like Vanessa. I purposely made this confusing. Purposely. So feet together, fingers together, take a soft bend in the knees, jump out. And then make it any wider than you need to that feels good without straining the groin. Let the hands come to the waist. Turn the left toes in without picking up the heel. Turn the right toes out a little bit. Bring the heel in a little bit. Turn the right toes all the way out. So notice that shift that happens in your hips as you turn your feet in and out. Press down into the left heel. Notice as you press down into the left heel, the chest broadens a bit. There's more room in the waist. There's more room in the hips and in the thighs. Right leg is still a little soft. Arms out to the side. Keep the spine where it is. Keep reaching towards the left as you bend into the right knee. Keep the strong left leg pressing. Draw the right knee back just a little bit so you can get a little peek of that right big toe. Inhale and get tall. Exhale, take the gaze over to the right fingertips. Strong, steady, unwavering. On the next inhale, let the left hand drop. Straighten the right leg, bring the right arm up to the sky. A little variation on reverse warrior. If reverse warrior is in your practice, by all means, go for it. One more inhale here. Exhale. We come back to warrior two. Keep reaching with the left hand. And then we'll come into that extended side angle. So inhale and get tall. Pressing into the left heel. Exhale, bring the right hand to the block. Bring the left palm up to the sky. Draw the right knee back to touch the forearm. Forearm presses into the top of the thigh. Maybe you take the gaze up, maybe you don't. Let's bring the left bicep to the left ear. Reaching all the way from the left middle finger all the way to the left heel. Two more breaths here. On the next inhale, press the feet away from each other. Come back to warrior two. One breath here. Exhale, straighten the right leg, hands to the waist. Bend into the right knee, turn the toes. So they're together. Let's heel toe the feet together. Is everybody warm? How's the temperature in here? Okay. Oh, yeah, those standing poses will kill you. If anybody needs fans on, please let me know. I can turn them on. So come face the top of your mat. Oh, I got a little dry. Okay. So let's find some our Surya arms. It being winter, we can't forget about the light that's already in here. And even though we only got 5 minutes of sunlight today, the sun's still around, right? Bring the hands to the side. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, come down. Let the head move with the hands. Inhale, palms up. Let the face rise. Exhale, let the head bow. And one more of those. Inhale up. And exhale down. Okay, let's grab our oils. Put it all over your wrists, forearms. Oh, you didn't get one. There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sam, it's so nice. So one really great thing about aromatherapy, and especially for winter, is it can really help with the mood, can help with that wintertime depression, the sadness, and the boredom. So finding yoga, messing around with aromatherapy a little bit, can help bring some light and some anticipation into our lives. So let's find our mountain pose. We're going to do Surya arms 6 times. Each time, let the hands be slow as they come in front of your face. So inhale, arms out to the side. Bring the palms together. Take a breath. And notice it might smell different every time. Inhale, arms up. Take a whiff as it passes by your nose. Inhale up. Let's do that 4 more times on our own, moving with the breath. And 2 more times. And once more, after your last time, let the wrists kind of hang out right in front of your nostrils. Let your thumbs come to eyebrow center. Let yourself get lost in the smells. Whenever your next inhale comes, let the palms come all the way up to the sky. Let the hands separate. Make that space into the hips. Let the palms face forward. And as you exhale, slowly fold forward, hinging from the hips, inhaling halfway lift. Whenever you get there, no rush. Exhale, bring the palms to the floor. Step back into plank or a half plank pose. For plank, shoulders are right above the wrists, heels press back, belly doesn't dip down, belly doesn't stick up. Look forward. Exhale down to the knees. Widen the hands. Let the elbows come close to the side body, lower all the way down. Now keep your hands where they are. Notice if the thighs feel a little kind of pressed. Curl the toes under. Lengthen the left leg out behind you. Lengthen the right leg out behind you. So now we have a new problem. The belly is smashed. So with the belly, you can lift the chest up, suck the belly in and up, track yourself back a little bit using the hands to press away. Bring one hand on top of the other and bring your forehead to the tops of your hands. Notice the breath in your belly. Allow the thighs to flatten and melt. Let the breath gently push you away from the mat, and as you exhale, you flatten and melt a little bit more. On the next inhale, lift the face up. Swipe the palms all the way back so that they're just by your hips. If this is too much on the neck, you can bring your forehead to the floor and test it out. See what feels better. Bring your forehead to the floor. If you're like, no, I don't like that, you can let the nose just touch, or you can let your face hover off the floor. So I'm going to bring the left leg up, pressing down into the right leg. Just gently bring the right foot up, maybe just a couple inches. Let the left foot come down. And bring the right foot up, peeling the thigh off the floor. Bring the right leg down. We'll do this two more on each side, using the palms as a little grounding here. Little feedback and traction. One more on each side. And now let the nose or the forehead come to the floor. And as we inhale, we're going to use the belly to press us up. So as you inhale, let the chest rise and both legs. Exhale, come down. Inhale, come up. Shoulders press back. Exhale, come down. Inhale, come up. Exhale, come down. And one more time, inhale, come up. Exhale, come down. Slightly let the chest rise, look forward a little bit. Now we're going to let the legs come up. As we inhale, we're going to widen the feet away from each other. Exhale, bring the legs back towards each other. Inhale, widen the feet away from each other. Exhale, let the toes touch or come close to each other. Bottom should be burning. Mine is. Two more of these. Keep pressing your hands away from the shoulders to lengthen through the neck. And after that last time the feet come together, bring the tops of the feet back to the floor. Bring the arms all the way out in front of you. Just push your stuff out of the way if it's in the way. And then we're going to slide the elbows back towards the body, finding Sphinx pose. So just a couple things here. I just don't want anybody to have their elbows behind their shoulders, either just under the shoulders or in front of the shoulders. Find some length in the spine here. And if you need to lengthen the legs back out behind you, go for it. If you need to rock the hips back and forth, pressing the pubic bone into the floor, finding Sphinx pose here. And noting if the back of the neck feels kind of crunched up looking forward, let the head bow. You can let the eyes close. We'll stay here for about 10 breaths. Opening up the heart. Letting the breath exist in the chest as well as the upper back. Pressing into the forearms to find some lift. Notice the breath in your belly. Gently bow the head. Let both arms come all the way back down to the floor.
Face hovers right above the floor. Let the toes come to touch or as close as they can, imagining the outer thighs melting towards the floor. Inhale, get long, and exhale, just walk the hands over to the left. Let your face rest on either your right arm or your left arm.
If it's comfortable for you to walk your feet over to the left, go for it. If not, stay where you are. Notice that you don't pull on the hip too much if you do walk the feet over. Breathing from the right pinky all the way to the right pinky toe. Feeling the length of your whole body. Noticing the stretch on one side and the compression on the other.
If your legs are walked over, bring them back to center now. And gently start walking the arms back towards center. Sweep the palms all the way back next to the hips. Separate the legs just a little bit. We'll do a couple little waves here. So inhale, let the chest lift, let the feet lift. Exhale, bring the face down, legs down. And two more of these little waves. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up. And exhale down. Swipe the palms all the way back in front of you. Inhale and reach. And walk the hands over to the right. Let the head rest on either the left or the right arm. If you'd like to walk your feet over to the right, you can do that now. Noticing the difference between the left and the right side. Couple more breaths here. And gently walk the feet back to center. A few more breaths. And gently walk the hands back to center.
Take an inhale and get tall. Exhale, draw the hands underneath the shoulders or slightly outside, elbows close. I'm just going to curl the toes under, come to tabletop. Hands underneath the shoulders or slightly in front. Now, as Capricorn is an earth sign, let's imagine that there's a tree on either side of us, keeping the neck and the spine nice and long. Imagine hugging the tree on your right with your shoulder and your hip, letting your hip and shoulder move to the right. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, hug the tree on your left with your shoulder and your hip. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, hug the tree on the right. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, hug the tree on the left. And come back to center. I'm going to take the toes, bring them together, bring the knees wide. I'm going to bring the forearms down to where the hands were. Take an inhale, look forward, let the tailbone lift. Exhale, press into the hands, draw the bottom back towards the heels, bring your forehead to the floor. Finding child's pose, balasana. Take this moment to repeat your sankalpa or your intention. Maybe it's changed. Maybe it's stronger. A couple more breaths here. On the next inhale, gently tuck your chin into your chest, rise up to tabletop. And our final down dog of the class, let's curl the toes under, finding downward dog, a blissful dog. So maybe you walk the feet out and you let the chest turn to one side, let the chest turn to the other side. Find a little movement in the shoulders. Let the legs be wide, let the legs be straight. Bring the weight into the legs, press into the hands. One more breath here. Let the breath out the mouth, as if you could blow it right through your ankles. Inhale and look forward. And you can come down to the knees. And we'll slowly make our way to standing, just to get into our final resting pose. Let's grab your chair. And set up your chair so that it's against the wall at the back of your mat. Good. Okay. Now, what we're going to do, I don't know why I brought this over here. Okay. So, what are we going to do with this chair? Legs up the chair. So this is something that you can do at home. You could do it at the office, I guess, but people might frown upon that. So the only rules that I have for this is coming down nice and easy. And I also want you to make sure that your hips and your shoulders move together. So come lay down, hips and shoulders move together to bring your calves to the chair. Maybe you need to make some adjustments. Some people like the coldness of the chair on their calves. If you need a little more comfort, I can grab you a blanket. You can also hook your feet under the back of the chair. And it's always a good idea to have your hips a little in front of the knees. If it's comfortable for you to have your knees right under or right above your hips, that's fine. But sometimes that can pull on the low back. So find some comfort here. Take your time. If anybody needs a blanket now, if you're chilly, let me know. I'll bring you one. So we'll be here for a few minutes. Does anybody need anything? Yes? Yes? Sure. Do you want it for your head or on your body? Okay. What'd you say? Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Anything you need. Let yourself just start to relax here. And with the arms can be out to the side. Palms up, palms down. You could also make goalpost arms. You could also come to goalpost arms, let the elbows be a little higher, and then bring the backs of your hands to your cheeks. Noticing the connection of the back of your head to your mat, your shoulder blades, your hips, your bottom. Notice the lightness in the knees and the feet. Notice the expression on your face. Take a moment to notice all the support in your life. Winter, Capricorn season, is a time for undoing. What's working? What's not working? Let your breath start to deepen into the belly, the chest, and the throat. Exhale from the throat, the chest, the belly. If your arms are not at your sides, bring your arms to your sides, palms down, just next to your hips. Keep your left leg on the chair and draw your right knee into your chest, using your right hand only. Let your fingertips come just behind the thigh where the knee meets the thigh, so your fingertips are on the back of your knee. And your right thumb is hugging the side of your knee. Now draw the right knee over to the right side using your upper right arm to hold your entire leg. Let your right foot be heavy. Let the whole leg be heavy in your arm. Notice the weight of your leg. Notice how your knee bends. Inhaling into the groin, into the calf. Exhale as you bring the knee back in, put your foot back up on the chair. And then do the same with the other side. Use your left fingertips right behind the left knee. The left thumb touches the outside of the left knee. Let the left knee come out to the left using your upper arm to hold up the whole leg. Maybe one leg feels heavier than the other. Inhale into the whole leg. Exhale, bring the knee into the chest. Bring the right knee into the chest. You can rock back and forth, side to side a little bit. Massage the low back if that feels good. Now I want to give you an option here, choices. Maybe you come back to legs on the chair. Maybe you decide to roll over to your side and find Shavasana without your chair. Or maybe you decide to extend your legs, let the soles of your feet be on the wall underneath the chair. I know Capricorns are good at following directions. So as honorary Capricorns tonight, you make the rules for your final resting pose, for your Shavasana. Attending to the body's needs, whatever you need. If you need me to get you anything, please ask. If you need a blanket for your head, for your knees, for your body. So much focus on the legs. What do we do with our arms or hands? Maybe you place the hands on your belly. Maybe you place the palms onto the earth. Maybe you turn the palms up. Maybe the arms are overhead. Letting the body communicate what it needs right now. Letting your awareness drift all the way down into the toes and the feet. Noticing the bones inside the toes. Bones that make up the feet. Even if you don't know what they look like, just knowing that the bones are there. Into the bones of the ankles, the two bones that make up our lower leg. All the tiny little intricate bones and structures of our knees. The long, dense bones of our upper legs. Into the pelvis, sacrum. Following the vertebrae from the low back to the mid back, all the way to the upper back, noting where the ribs attach. Watching the ribs attach in the back and wrap around into the front, connecting at the sternum, the breastbone. Noticing the collarbones, shoulders, upper arms, elbow, lower arms, into the wrists and the hands. Noticing the density, the weight of the bones in our body. Providing the framework of the shape of our body and how we look, how we walk, how we move, how we rest. Now on top of all of those bones are muscles, tendons, ligaments, fascia. Noticing all the things that attach to the bones to help them work. Protecting the bones. Now let your awareness come to the skin. Noticing the skin here as a boundary between me and what is not me. Noticing the space inside the skin. Noticing the space outside of the skin. And knowing that this space is identical. Let the breath come in through the nose and out through the nose. Like a mother watching her child at sea, without nervousness, without detachment, just unwavering attention as the breath comes in and out through the nose. Start to bring your attention to your ears. Let your mind listen in all directions for all the sounds inside of this room. Start to listen in to the sounds coming in and out of your nose. Noticing that the breath is cool on the way in, warm on the way out. And start to bring your attention to your fingertips and your toes, allowing them to make small movements. And start to make bigger movements, like circling the wrists, circling the ankles, maybe gently turning the head from side to side. And as you're ready, gently bend the knees, bring the knees into the chest, and eventually make your way over to your right side, using your right arm as a pillow, letting hips and shoulders stack, and letting the left shoulder kind of reach towards the front side of the body. Breathing into the whole spine, tailbone to crown. Repeating your sankalpa, your intention here on the inhale. And as you exhale, believe that it is so. Let the left hand come to the floor just in front of your heart and use it to drag you up to seated. We'll meet in Sukhasana or pose of ease whenever you're ready. So as we're settled here, let's let the palms turn up. Let's lengthen the spine a little bit. We're going to bring our thumb tips to the tip of our ring finger and our pinky finger, extending our index and middle finger out. So our prana, vayu, mudra here. Let's take an inhale here. And as we exhale, let's plug those two fingers into the floor, straightening the arms, making ourselves a little tiny grounded mountain here. Noticing how this mudra feels in the shoulders and the legs, the face. Knowing that we can return to the earth and return to this grounding energy anytime. On your next inhale, bring the hands to heart center. Let the thumbs rest on the breastbone. Let the four fingers press out from the thumb, heels of the hands press together. And let's end our class with an om all together. Let's all inhale and exhale together. And call in the om. Thank you so much for sharing your practice with me tonight. The divine light in me honors and bows to the divine light in each one of you. Happy Capricorn season. Namaste.